content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Our first article, Create a Financial Plan with These Tools. Online programs for do-it-yourselfers are better than ever, and they're affordable too. This article by Chris Taylor. There was a time when Mark Felden put together a financial plan the old-fashioned way, with spreadsheets. The 59-year-old from Stillwell, Kansas, had always been reluctant to pay an ongoing portfolio management fee to an advisor, so he wanted to try financial planning on his own. Because he had no formal training in that area, he works in the legal department for a cell phone carrier. That was a pretty big hill to climb. He found the spreadsheet method cumbersome, and he figured there might be some gaping holes in his knowledge. So, last year, he started toying around with the do-it-yourself software. As I got into my 50s, I realized I didn't have a great financial plan, says Felden, whose brood includes four adult kids and three grandchildren. So I started looking around and subscribed to a few different programs. I wish I had discovered this software a lot earlier. Everyday users now have access to suites of tools that are approaching professional levels. While not so sophisticated as the enterprise software advisors use, programs such as eMoney, Money Guide Pro, Right Capital, NavaPlan, and Holistic Plan consumer-oriented tools are still impressive. They are available from multiple providers with different interfaces, approaches, and price points. These programs won't replace advisors, whose role involves much more than just number crunching. But for those who are looking for a do-it-yourself option and enjoy digging into the data, the choices are better than ever. The evolution of do-it-yourself planning software has been tremendous, says Stephen Cates, analyst for Bankrate. It has come a long way, even compared to what was available just a few years ago. A basic retirement calculator used to be all you'd have if you didn't want to talk to an advisor. Now these products have become so good. Although you may be charged a fee to use some of these do-it-yourself services, you'll likely pay less than you would to an advisor, whose typical annual fee is about 1% of assets under management. Below, we've shared pricing as well as some notable features for a few major programs. The first one is Boldin. It's B-O-L-D-I-N, and you can find them at boldin.com. Best for those who prefer a data-rich deep dive into retirement planning. Formerly known as New Retirement, Boldin is one of the most prominent offerings. More than 450,000 people have built plans on the platform, with users managing more than $300 billion in total assets. Among Boldin's features, a calculator that helps you set a strategy for converting traditional retirement accounts to a Roth IRA, and a tool that lets you compare and contrast the outcomes for multiple financial scenarios. For instance, you can test out different inputs for when you or your partner will retire, your projected health care expenses, or what the inflation rate will be. Note that these features kick in at the paid tiers, which start at $12 monthly, while the free version is more limited. It's not much more than what you pay for a Netflix subscription, but you're getting tons of information and data for that money, says Ben Henry Moreland, a certified financial planner and senior financial planning nerd at Kites.com, which supports the financial advisory industry. It offers a lot of bang for the buck. You choose the level of service you want, from a basic subscription to more comprehensive advisory services from Bolden's in-house team. The tiers include a free version as well as Planner Plus, which is $12 a month and includes more advanced features. For $31 a month, you can get assistance from a coach to navigate the tools. And Bolden Advisors comes with comprehensive guidance from a CFP. You'll pay a flat yearly fee starting at $550 for ongoing advisory support. Or for a thorough one-time review of your financial plan, try the Retirement Plan Checkup for $2,800. Mark Felden was drawn to the software's sophisticated Monte Carlo simulations showing the probabilities of how long his money will last under different scenarios. But as he gets closer to retirement, the most helpful function has been figuring out cash flow, seeing where the sources of income will be. Social Security, a pension, or withdrawals, and how to draw them down most efficiently, he says. I hadn't even considered some of these things, like income taxes or required minimum distributions. That's been the biggest eye-opener. And another one reviewed is called Maxify. That's maxify.com. Best for true do-it-yourselfers who want a realistic assessment of how much they can spend in retirement. Larry Koloski, a professor of economics at Boston University and a well-known personal finance expert, developed Maxify. It has been online since 2017 with tens of thousands of users after starting out as a desktop version called ES Planner back in the 1990s. After you answer an initial 10-minute series of questions, Maxify generates what it calls a base plan. After that, you can explore more in-depth scenarios, such as with the Maximize plan, which analyzes ways you can safely increase your discretionary spending. For example, it helps you narrow down a Social Security claiming strategy to boost your benefits and calculate ideal withdrawal rates from your retirement accounts to minimize taxes. Maxify claims to remove guesswork that could lead to off-target numbers instead of employing economics-based planning. Specifically, it zeroes in on what economists call consumption smoothing, figuring out a consistent and affordable level of spending so that you're neither splurging nor slashing cost based on temporary circumstances. In that sense, the results tend to be more logical, says Cates. Instead of letting you enter growth assumptions for your portfolio that may be too large, Maxify paints a realistic picture of what you have and what that will likely be to produce that, he says. Maxify's standard level costs $109 a year, and the premium version is $149 a year, with the latter featuring elements such as life insurance contingency planning in case a spouse passes away sooner than expected, a tool to determine a Roth conversion strategy, and a Monte Carlo function. A typical Monte Carlo analysis might be limited to studying assets, projected growth, and the chance you might go broke. But Maxify looks at more data, such as specific family circumstances, more dynamic spending based on market conditions, and the risk to your desired living standard, so you can tweak the dials as needed. Maxify's Premium Plus level at $359 a year offers more specialized guidance as you navigate the tool's features and includes the annual flight check service. That's a one-hour private online session with an expert to walk through your plan, check your data inputs and assumptions, and explore alternative scenarios you may not have considered. You can also sign up for deeper assistance from an expert with the $1,000 co-pilot session. For example, you join a CFP for a two-hour call to build a financial plan, but Maxify doesn't provide ongoing advisory services. The next one reviewed is Empower, and that can be found at empower.com. This is best for those looking for free tools to analyze their portfolio and test out their retirement goals and plan. The popular site, Personal Capital, was absorbed into Empower starting in 2020, which is where you'll now find its dashboard and tools. Its offerings are a little more basic and straightforward compared with, say, Bolden's tier that generates a plan from more than 250 data inputs. But a key appeal of Empower's personal dashboard is that it's free, so it's a snug fit for those who don't have any interest in an ongoing subscription plan. It doesn't have quite as many functionalities, but it still works very well, says Cates. It's a good option for someone who is dabbling but doesn't want the upfront cost. It's like a high-touch robo-advisor. Among its useful features are the retirement fee analyzer, breaking down how much of your portfolio could be lost to management fees, more than most people realize, and the investment checkup, which compares your current allocations to recommended target ones. But it doesn't have the depth and breadth of some other software, such as tools that address Roth conversions or Social Security claiming strategies. The program is fairly insistent that you electronically link it to all your financial accounts. That's useful for assembling a complete and current picture of your finances, but it may give you some pause if you're concerned about privacy or security. You can enter data manually, but not in an easy or intuitive way. If you want one-on-one consultations with an advisor and a more bespoke plan, you can use the Personal Strategy Service, which is open to those with at least $100,000 in investable assets. But you'll pay an annual fee of as much as 0.89% of assets under management, which is the kind of charge that many do-it-yourselfers are seeking to avoid. The next is Origin Financial, and you can find this at useorigin.com. This is best for users who would like to leverage AI to manage budgeting and spending. If you want to lean into artificial intelligence with a personal finance twist, Origin offers a unique way to explore what's possible. It bills itself as a personal AI financial advisor, and after you connect your accounts to it, it essentially gives your finances an X-ray in typical areas such as spending, investing, and forecasting how your money may grow. Recently, you could sign up to use Origin for just $1 for the first year. It renews at $99 annually, so set a reminder near the one-year mark to evaluate whether you want to continue the service or cancel it. Origin isn't quite as retirement-focused as other software, and it leans towards helping you monitor day-to-day finances, such as examining your current spending patterns. For example, its AI Budget Builder creates a budget based on your income and spending needs, and it can help you review and cancel any monthly subscriptions that are gobbling up cash. As you might expect with an AI tool, there's not much output from live human beings. AI models run the show using contextual reasoning, market data, and your own financial history to inform the answers. That makes up part of Origin's appeal. You can ask it questions and get tailored responses as you would with ChatGPT, which can be an intuitive way to understand your finances. It's more of a natural language chat box interference, says Henry Moreland. Rather than all numbers all the time, you can ask it things like, what can I do to save for a home in 5 years? And you get an answer from a user standpoint. I like that. Whichever programs you choose to go with, keep a few general principles in mind. Run multiple scenarios. If there is anything predictable about life, it's unpredictability. So if you are entering only one set of data and assumptions about income or savings, projected investment growth, lifespan, and so on, then you're getting a narrow view of how much you need to save and potential outcomes. A primary advantage of these software programs is that you can move the dials on any scenario and instantly come up with new figures. One of the biggest mistakes people make is not accounting for variability, says Charles Rotblut, Vice President of the American Association of Individual Investors. Two classic errors are that either you or your spouse will live longer than you expect, and that you might need long-term care earlier than you think. Even just changing life expectancy from 85 to 90 or 95 will drastically change how much savings you'll need and how much you can withdraw. So assume a lot of different scenarios and run them all. And know the limitations. Do-it-yourself software is terrific at coming up with projections, but that's only the first step of any fully realized plan. The next question is, what do you do with those numbers? That's where interaction with a human being could be helpful. When it comes to software programs, the biggest shortcoming to me is the focus on numbers, like probability of success, without a lot of the context that you need to do something productive with that, says Henry Moreland. That's the danger when you take tools developed for professionals and give them to a consumer audience. You might get Monte Carlo probabilities in front of you, but you don't understand the way forward. And revisit your conclusions. Taking the time to enter all your financial data correctly can be a time-intense process, so you may not feel like going back and doing it all over again in the future. But you should revisit those results. Even if you only subscribe to a program to use it once, you should go back later and update those scenarios. Because as you get closer to retirement, things will change. How long you decide to work, what your health is like, differences in lifestyle or spending, or what the stock market has been doing. All your assumptions may be very different from what you actually encounter. Mark Felton agrees, and he even takes it a step further. He occasionally meets in person with a local group of about 10 other do-it-yourselfers. They share their financial plans, bounce ideas off each other, and get some critical feedback. It might seem a little counterintuitive to chart a financial path on your own, only to hash it out with peers. But for Felton, that approach combines the best of multiple worlds, leveraging tools similar to what the pros use, avoiding fees that draw down your assets, and talking things through with other finance aficionados to see where your blind spots might be. I view it as a tool to use on an ongoing basis, says Felton, whose rough plan is to retire by 65, only a few years away. You don't need to redo your plan every day or week or month, but you can't just do it one time. The market change, the environment changes, and your personal circumstances change. This article, next article, is a great article to give us a great summary of upcoming dates in 2026 that could affect your money. This article was published in Kiplinger's Personal Finance, and it's 2026 Money Calendar. So you may want to get your calendars handy and take a look at this as we go through these dates. These dates, key dates, and tips will help you make the most of your money in the new year. This article is written by Ella Vinson. In January, on January the 1st, key provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act take effect, including an increase in the standard deduction, higher limits for the gift and estate tax exemption, and new rules on deducting charitable contributions. Today is also the first day of Medicare Advantage open enrollment. If you're a member of an Advantage plan during this period, you can switch to a different plan or return to original Medicare. And if you do, you can also join a Part D Medicare drug plan. Several providers, including CVS Health, Humana, and United Healthcare, are reducing Medicare Advantage offerings in some areas or dropping some perks, so it's especially important to shop around. You can compare plans at medicare.gov/plan-compare. Well, January the 14th, the first Social Security benefit checks of the year go out with a 2.8% cost of living adjustment in place for 2026, up slightly from 2.5% in 2025. For tips, let's see. We'll move on to January 15th. If you need to buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov, this is the last day to sign up for coverage for 2026. After today, you can enroll in or change your plan only if you lose coverage, get married, have a baby, or experience another life event that qualifies you for a special enrollment period. Today is also the last day for the final installment of estimated taxes for 2025. January the 28th, the year's first Federal Reserve meeting, which is likely to set the tone for the direction of interest rates in 2026, will take place on that day. If, as widely expected, the central bank continues to cut rates modestly, consumer lending and savings rates will likely drop as well. February the 1st, at the start of frugal February, look for ways to save after a holiday spending spree. You might put a moratorium on most new purchases for the month, rein in spending on entertainment and eating out, comparison shop for better deals, or simply be more mindful of when and how much you spend. February the 2nd, you should have received your W-2 and 1099 tax forms from your employer by now. If you work, if you will need help from a pro to file your tax return, search for one at natptax.com or naea.org. February the 14th, last year, 82% of Americans in relationships exchanged gifts with their partners on Valentine's Day. LendingTree reports they spent a record $27.5 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. Save money on candy, flowers, jewelry, and other Valentine staples by redeeming unused gift cards to buy presents and use coupon sites such as RetailMeNot and Slick Deals or browser extensions such as Honey. Moving on to March, March 15th. If your employer is among the one-third of companies that offer a grace period for incurring expenses for your 2025 flexible spending account, it likely ends today. Items eligible for reimbursement, if prescribed, include acupuncture, blood pressure monitors, eyeglasses, and hearing aids. March 21st, spring is typically peak home buying season, with forecasters cautiously optimistic that sales will rebound in 2026 if mortgage rates drop as expected. Looking to sell or downsize? Now is the perfect time to prep by decluttering, making necessary repairs, say fixing leaky faucets or replacing broken fixtures, and touching up outside paint and landscaping to enhance your home's curb appeal to prospective buyers. March 31st, today is the last day of the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period if you're looking to switch plans. We'll move into April, April 1st. If you turn 73 in 2025 and haven't already taken your first required minimum distribution from a traditional IRA or employer-sponsored retirement plan, today is the deadline to do so. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a penalty, typically 25% of the amount you should have taken out. And April the 15th, we all know that date. Today is tax day, the deadline to file your federal income tax return, make an estimated tax payment for the first quarter of 2026, and submit most state returns. If you're 65 or older, you can claim the new $6,000 senior deduction in addition to the higher standard deduction for older taxpayers as long as your income isn't higher than $75,000 if you're single or $150,000 if you're married and file a joint return. Well, we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us, and we hope you enjoy us next time. I'm Larry Wilson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.